Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the podcast about consumable liquid. This podcast is brought to you by C. House and Jan and Cullen Ashley. How are you today, Cullen?
I'm doing so well.
I'm glad to hear that. Today, we are drinking milk tea with tapioca pearls, popularly known as bubble tea or boba. The flavor is taro. It is coming to us in a plastic cup of various descriptions. This beverage was created by employees of two different establishments, Real Fruit Bubble Tea for myself and Wit Cafe for Cullen. Cullen, let's do some container talk because, I mean, with bubble tea, it starts with the lid, right?
Sure, yeah. You have to have wide straw that is not cut. Do you have the plastic seal?
I have the plastic seal. You have a very interesting lid situation going on that I would like to hear more about.
So this is basically like a Starbucks or a disposable coffee cup lid. Hard plastic. One end has the spot for the stopper that you can pull out and sip from. And it's a little heart shape. Black lid with a red heart. Looks pretty nice. And then the other side, you have the straw port. hard plastic with a
straw port.
Thin plastic that you punch down into, where traditionally you use the stab, wide mouth straw hit that plastic, get a nice crack on it.
So you have like there's a slot that has the plastic over it?
Yeah. Let me I don't know.
Because my okay, so you have like a circular straw sized hole which has like the soft plastic inside it.
I'm not gonna crack them and push it down.
I have only ever had this, which I have now. Again, the virtual background doing some work here, but yeah, the soft plastic lid throughout. There's some kind of like mechanism that they use to wrap it, right?
Yeah, it's like a hot seal, I think. Like sort of like you would have on like maybe not on like shrink wrap, but it's like a machine that they like crank down and it like spins, right?
I think that's something like that.
Basically, they're putting like a sticker on it.
Right, sure. Yes, some melty plastic going straight in your beverage is exactly how I like to think about it. What is your experience with bubble tea? Because I think I first heard of it or had it maybe around the age of like 12 to 14 to 15, that kind of range.
Sure, I think I do have the memory of the very first time I ever had boba or bubble tea.
Wow, please share.
I was traveling with my family. I was probably 15, or I was probably like 16, because I was a junior in high school, about to be. And we were driving up because we were moving to Alaska, and we drove up through Canada. So we were in Edmonton, and we were at a mall in Edmonton. And the two memories I have of it were on that road trip, we had the car that we had a built-in DVD player in the back seat. So I was watching Breaking Bad, and I bought season 2 at like whatever the Canadian equivalent of like a FYE is.
Probably an HMV, sadly. No longer with us.
And, because this was 2011. This was 2011. And, so I got Breaking Bad Season 2 from this DVD music store, and then I also got, we went and got Bubble Tea, which we had never heard of. It was brown. I think it was the classic,
like, not flavor, just milk
like
tea.
Hot, like, regular black tea, milk tea. And it has the picture on it, you know, you see the little bubbles, the little black dots, and we're like, we don't know what this is. We're so excited. And I, like, go to take this up, and I'm like, oh! Because I get all this stuff, and I'm like, this is crazy. It's, like, weird, chewy. And we, like, didn't know what it was. And then we asked, and they were like, oh, it's tapioca. And then we, like, were like, this is crazy.
So there's also the classic TikTok.
Yes, which,
I don't know if other people know about this, but the guy drinking the bubble tea and not knowing that he's going to have bubbles in his mouth and then like snarfs all over his car.
Yeah, he spits everything on his car. And it like is an insane amount for how much it looks like he drank. One of the best videos.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I am of Chinese descent, so I do have a Chinese side to my family. So I think that is almost certainly where it was introduced to me, through a cousin, I think. I don't have a large extended family, but I do have people on that side of the family, which would probably be drinking bubble tea before I. I was just looking at the history, and, you know, it's interesting because it's sort of like a piece of fusion cuisine, because it's like, you know, tea with milk and sugar is a very, like, Western, like, thing to drink. And then it seems like it was just like someone in Taiwan was like, what if it was cold? And then people, because like they were inspired by iced coffee.
Sure, yeah.
And then they started doing that. And then like no one really knows, but someone was just like, what if we put these tapioca balls in there?
Yeah.
Which seems impossible, but hey, sometimes inspiration strikes, I suppose.
But I am, so we're getting into it. We have plain tapioca pearls in our drinks, which I probably have not had in like 8 years. I usually always
since
go
Edmonton?
With
Edmonton.
Sorry,
since Edmonton.
No. but I usually, I feel like frozen yogurt was the first time I ever had popping boba, because they would have that in the yogurt bar toppers, and it was like that. I was like, this is good. This is better than normal boba, because it's little. It pops in your mouth. You get the little sweet juice. So usually when I get a milk tea, a bubble tea, I stick with popping boba and not regular. So I'm excited. And I've never had taro flavor.
Yes, I wanted to talk about taro. Do you know what taro is?
Because
I only kind of do.
I know it's a root.
Yes.
Maybe like a yam type thing?
It does kind of look like a yam. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It does look like very potato-y. It has like a very rough textured skin. The inside looks more fruitish.
It's a purple color.
Yeah, it's a little purpley. It's got, like, flecks of purple in it. But
I'm wrong in saying taro and ube are the same thing, right?
I don't know what ube is.
You don't know ube. It's like purple ice cream and purple.
Oh, yeah, here's ube. Yeah, it's known by many different names in different parts of Asia and Oceania and Africa, it looks like. So ube is one of them that I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Magogoya is also a name for it. But shall we
crack on, Mike?
Shall we make it happen?
Yeah.
I will. We will stab our straws on Mike.
All right.
Go ahead.
There you go.
And I will. You go ahead and take a sip. I will say, I tend to aim for the center of the plastic lid.
Yeah, I am curious.
I'm not sure whether it would be better to go to the side.
Wow.
Where it's more. Ooh, your eyes lit up. I will take my sip and Tell me what you're tasting.
This is, I'm getting a, hold on, I am like thrown for a loop. It's like coconut is what I taste mostly.
So I'm just chewing some pearls here.
Mm-hmm.
It does, I believe I got mine with regular sugar.
Yeah, same.
Which is another element of bubble tea, which is very cool, which is you can sort of customize the level of sugar you're looking for, so it can be more of like a sweet, like milkshakey kind of drink, or it can be like more tea like. And I feel like this trends more towards the tea because there is some sweetness coming through, but the base flavor is very, I don't know, very rich.
Yeah, yeah. It is like unctuous almost, like buttery, like creamy.
So I'm trying to avoid the pearls just so I can talk.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what's your method? Do you chew or do you swallow whole?
Are there people swallowing whole?
Is that not normal?
Is that what you do?
No, I have never. I mean, I'll give them a little bit of a mush around.
Oh yeah, I'll chew them all the way up.
All the way?
I'm all the way up, as the song once said. So the pearls, obviously a big point of contention. Some people find them too slimy or gross or whatever. I've often opted for a lychee jelly. How do you feel about the pearls? They are a very neutral flavor, in my opinion.
Yeah. I've seen, I don't know if this is the standard preparation, I've seen where the sugar comes from a syrup that the pearls are cooked in. Because I believe they come dried, then you have to dehydrate them. Or no, hydrate them, and then you have to cook them. And I think I've seen it cooked in a syrup, so you're adding the sweetened boba bubbles to the, like, unsweetened milk tea.
Right.
What was your question?
I don't remember before. Oh, the tapioca pearls.
Yes, yes.
What your thoughts are on those.
I remember, that first time I had them, I think it was just such a shock that I didn't know what to make of it. Now I do like it as a sort of a drink plus, if you will, there's a texture to it. And it is like, it is plain enough that I am not like distracted from the flavor of the tea at all. Whereas like,
yeah, because that,
go ahead. Sorry.
Well, just that's exactly what I would say about like the strawberry boba or the lychee jelly is like, it brings its own flavor to the table. So with something like taro, where like I like sort of the neutrality almost of its flavor, I like the alternative topping because it's bringing something else to the table that's sort of creating like this flavor mix. Whereas something with a stronger flavor, like a watermelon, is a classic go-to. I know for you, or a mango, I would maybe go with a more neutral bubble.
Yeah, my standard order these days is watermelon milk tea with strawberry popping. And I think that's like, not to spoil a future episode, I think it's like a good balance of sweet from the tea and the fruit boba, or the popping boba, I always find has a bit of tartness to it. And on this trip, where today I experimented with, as they were out of strawberry, I experimented with pomegranate popping boba, which, side plug, very good. What is your normal order?
Side plug. I think this would be pretty close to my normal order. I do like, do they have the slush at Wit Cafe?
You can get it iced or snow is what they call it.
Right. So like a more slushy.
And I've never done that.
At times almost smoothie-ish type.
I might have to try that next time.
I do tend to opt for that. So my go-to flavors would be mango or taro. And I'll often get the slush form rather than the milk tea, just because I find it lasts longer.
Sure, yeah.
It's more of like a smooth, you can sort of smoothly drink it continuously. But from the taro today, I'm almost like, I'm getting like cookie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it almost tastes like a macaroon.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was just sipping.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's more because when I first had it, I was like, well, I don't know what's going on here. It's purple, which seems to suggest like sort of like a sweetness or almost like an artificiality, because I don't think we're used to having any purple natural foods colors, other than like, I guess like purple carrots or something.
Mm-hmm, purple potato.
But then on this one specifically, I remember being like, oh, it's not like some gross flavor. It's sweet. But now tasting it out, it's like it is more of a neutral flavor than you'd expect, and that's almost works to its benefit because like tea is sort of a very neutral beverage, and so you sort of have that neutrality that's almost like comforting in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It is like, just to sort of talk about like the flavor, I do taste like coconut a bit, but then the cookie thing that you're saying, it is like, because you have the combination of the flavor of the taro, and you have the starchiness that is almost works as like, you know, like a flowery flavor that you get when you like have a cookie or something. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah, and then you have like the milkiness as well, and that's sort of like coating your tongue. Like I feel like it really like fills your mouth with like a complete flavor, and the feeling sort of lingers, even if the flavor doesn't necessarily linger.
Yeah, I know we need to wrap up, but I have had a boba one time in New York City, where one of the topping options was cheese foam.
Wow!
And I did it. I didn't know what it was. I believe I think I had a peach green milk tea with a strawberry popping boba. And cheese foam that they do a little dusting of matcha on. It was incredible. It was the same type of lid as this one. And the cheese foam, it was like a sour whipped cream in a way, like a little bit salty. And it like played very, very nicely with the taro, with the boba itself.
I can, yeah, I mean, again, like, that's sort of what we've been saying, is, like, that combination of the neutral flavors and then the either sweet or salty or savory or whatever, like, other kind of flavor can sort of be layered on top. Did you want to do the segment that I mentioned?
Sure, yes, yes.
So, I don't have a name for this segment. So, I think it will just be a mod. We've played Spiller Spoke before, right?
Yeah.
So this will be a Spiller Spoont at the movies. is what I will tentatively call it. We've played Spiller Spoont before, which is where Colin describes a beverage to me that from across the world and asks if I would sample it.
Which is that you...
This is...
Spill, meaning will not drink, and spout, meaning you will drink, as spout is the opposite of spill.
Yeah, I won't spill it, so I spout it. So I will drink it. So I proposed a modified version where we look at various fictional beverages or beverages from movies or other forms of media and see if they are a spill or a spout. And the first one that came to mind, very famous fictional beverage, the blue milk from Star Wars. Now, I should add a caveat here, because the second time we see the blue milk is in The Last Jedi, where it is being farmed from, like, a weird creature. And I'm not asking you to drink, like, farm fresh, unpasteurized blue milk. I'm asking you, like... You're at the Mos Eisley Cantina.
You're at the bar.
Yeah. You're like, wait, garçon, slide me over a glass of that blue milk. It looks quite creamy.
Not unlike our taro tea.
It's true. It does look a lot like the taro tea. So, blue milk, is this a spill or a spout for you?
This is just one of the all-time spouts, I think. If you're saying spill, I got nothing for you today. Obviously, you're drinking that. It probably tastes like blue raspberry. It looks delicious.
Oh, you think it has flavor?
Oh, I mean, in my mind, I look at that and I'm like, this is a tart, sweet, creamy, everything I want. Like, I'm chewing a big piece of gum.
Wow, a big piece of gum. I'd not even... See, to me, it's like...
You just think it tastes like milk that's blue.
I don't know if it tastes... I don't know what it tastes like, actually, but I feel like I think more about, like, the texture, which is, like, it's somewhere between a milkshake and a glass of milk, where, like, it's, like, quite thick, and it'll, like we said about the milk tea, like, it'll really, like, coat your mouth, like, a very, like, full richness to it. But the I can't imagine it being blue raspberry
flavor.
That's
just my mind. Say.
But maybe... But, you know, they come from those weird creatures, so...
I think, like...
I guess it's hard to say.
You know, like, if you have, like, a nice grass-fed butter or something, you have, like, the sort of, not floral, but, like, vegetal notes in it, you get that? I think you would have, like, an undercurrent of that milkiness with, like, a sort of, like, enriched flavor. Layered on top of that, I think it is sweet. And then layered on top of that, I think much like I would get strawberry popping boba in my watermelon milk tea... I think there's, like, a tart raspberry flavor in this world where the blue milk exists. Blue raspberries exist. And I think it just has, like, the flavor of, like, eating, like, if you took a scoop of vanilla ice cream with, like, a bunch of nerds mixed in.
Well, I think based on that description, it's certainly a spout for me as well. Yeah. So that was Spiller Spout at the movies. We need to get a better title for that segment, but we'll see. But... You know, final thoughts here. This is a go-to for me. Like I said, even if it's not the optimized version of what I would get, this is certainly more than enough for me to give an unequivocal thumbs up. I mean, we love the bubble tea. I think it's sort of fallen off as a popular beverage in the last couple of years, maybe. Like, people used to, like, be like, let's go get bubble tea, tee-hee, my lord. Which happens less now, I
feel
like.
What do you think is taking the spot?
I don't know,
matcha?
Alcohol?
Oh, sure.
Matcha, yes, matcha was definitely sort of like the immediate follow-up to it. I don't know if there's a hot beverage right now. Japanese cheesecake, it's very big in Toronto.
Yeah, the jiggling cheesecake.
I feel like there's always going to be like a sort of like a piece of Asian culture that is always being like co-opted for the mainstream at any given time.
Anything non-American, like the raclette cheese was huge. And then everything else.
Yes, but this is a thumbs up for you.
Oh yeah, easy money. I am gonna maybe start making Taro the Reg. I'll have to try it with a popping maybe, and maybe try the snow version also. But yeah, big thumbs up.
All right, well, two thumbs up. That has been Bevy of Bevies. Thank you so much to you all for listening. And until next time, have a drink and just don't think.
Bubble, bubble.
Bubble, bubble, my lord.